time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us this morning. A little bit later on, we'll be talking some basketball with Aaron Clayton, who is the voice of the Lyon County Lions. Regional tournament action started last night over in Hopkinsville, and we'll get you up to date on all that. But we're going to start the day by talking baseball. Kaua County head coach Josh Young is in the studio with us. And Josh, good morning. Thanks for coming in. And how's the baseball team looking?
Morning, Todd. Thanks for having me. Man, you know, once this season starts coming around, you know, baseball, it's once February 15th hits, I mean, it's full speed ahead. And so kind of from that point on to now has really kind of flown by. But I think our guys are kind of tired of practicing and ready to play somebody other than the guys that we see every day. So we're ready to get this season rolling.
The weather's been pretty decent for you guys, I'm guessing. You've been on the field quite a bit.
It has. You know, in years past, we start so early in February. Usually the weather kind of is either too cold or rainy, and it keeps you off the field, so you're forced inside. But this year we've been lucky enough and been blessed to have some pretty nice weather. I think we've had some days that were in the 70s, and, you know, our scrimmage last week was played in the 60s, and it was sunny. And so we've really been blessed with some good weather this year.
Yeah, you can't beat that this time of year.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. There's nothing worse than going to play baseball and it's 34 degrees,
yeah.
and you hit a ball off the end of the bat and your hands start ringing. Yeah. You can't feel it. So really, really good news for our guys.
Yeah, we've all been there before.
Absolutely. It's not fun. Not fun.
We've got Josh Young in the studio with us this morning. We need to get to a quick timeout, but we'll come back and have more baseball talk right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Hi, this is Lauren Brandon, and I'm proud to have served in this community for 45 years. As a bank that's been part of the Princeton community for over 139 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we have worked alongside. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, sports fans, you wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Today's big deal.
You can save money and support local when you buy online with our big deal store at WPKYonline.com. You'll find deals from merchants such as Adams Breezy Hill Farm and Restaurant, The Joshua Tree, Cozy Living Interiors, C&C Unique Boutique, Our Daily Bread, Willow Pond Catfish Restaurant, and from Nodes Barbecue. Click on the big deals logo at WPKYonline.com.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for joining us this morning. We're talking baseball with Kaua County head coach Josh Young. And Josh, we were talking about the weather, and seems like sometimes this time of year you get great weather in February right before you go out, and then it's freezing when you guys take the field.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's kind of here in Kentucky you get some It's kind of like the weather's on shuffle a little bit. You know, you get some 70-degree days and sunny, and then the next day it'll drop 40 degrees and it'll be in the 30s and cloudy. And, you know, you kind of never know what you get, so you kind of got to be prepared for anything.
When you look at this year's team, what's kind of your initial thoughts on it?
I think we've got a good team. I really like our chemistry with our guys. I think they get along really well. I think as the year progresses, I think we'll start learning how to play with each other and kind of moving some pieces around and seeing who fits well where and who can play this position and kind of who we got on the mound and what's our best defensive and offensive lineup. And so I'm really excited about this group. Unfortunately, our basketball team lost last night. We were rooting for them, but kind of as the baseball coach and kind of selfishly, I'm glad to get those guys back. And so I think those guys will be a big help, especially just getting some of the upperclassmen just to provide some leadership for, especially we've got a really young team this year. I think we talked earlier about maybe 12, maybe 13 freshmen. And so a really young team this year, but with a lot of talent and potential. And so I think those basketball guys that are coming in will provide a lot of leadership and a lot of just guidance for these young guys to look up to and see, hey, this is how we carry ourselves on the field. This is kind of how we play Caldwell County baseball. And so really excited for the year, just kind of ready to get it going.
Well, and you've got three starters that you're basically missing.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, you got Carter and Colin, the Whittington brothers, who will provide, great leadership. Carter will play primarily in the outfield, kind of be probably your top-of-the-lineup guy, lead off. And so a really important piece just in the outfield and in the lineup. And then Colin can kind of play really anywhere. We kind of had him all over the place. He may have to see some corner infield this year, maybe a little bit of middle infield. And so and then of course you got Luke Parker that's coming in with started left field for us last year and kind of worked his way up into the two hole last year in the lineup. And so kind of you're looking at three guys that are in the top half of your lineup that can provide some production offensively and defensively. And then of course you got Ethan Ramage, who's coming back, who's going to be hopefully a big arm for us this year that can eat some innings and come out and show what he's made of and progress as he has over the summer. And so I'm sure we've got a couple freshmen that may come try out. And so really, really excited to see kind of how they prove themselves and come out and play.
You guys had a really strong season last year. I know probably didn't end exactly the way you wanted it to, but overall 19 wins is a pretty good season.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you can get 19 wins is a win on the season. And so kind of in the back of our minds, we really wanted to get that 20th win. And so you kind of look back at some of the schedule and kind of some of the games we played, and you lose a couple games here and there that you should have won. But also we can look back and we probably won a few games that we maybe weren't picked to win. And so overall last year, we had a heck of a season, I thought. Just it's a long season, baseball. And so we kind of tell our guys over and over, man, this is a long season. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And so it's different because all of our guys play at a small school. All of our baseball players play basketball, play football. And so all of our guys are multi-sport athletes. And so baseball is so much different than, say, football. Football is more you play once a week, and it's go, go, go on Friday, and then Monday through Thursday is kind of your preparation in the week. But baseball, you may play four or five games a week. And so it's you kind of got to have a short memory for baseball. And I thought our guys did a really good job last year of forgetting the bad but also building upon the good and really – really pressing forward into the later part of last year.
How many games can you guys play now? Because it used to be 30, and everybody said you had to schedule 40 or 45 to get in 30 games.
Yeah, it's you're allowed to play 36, I think, is the max number that you can play. And so I think a lot of teams, especially around here and in our state, really, I think they schedule closer to 40 or 45 games, like you're talking about, just because you may get rainouts, you may get some cancellations or whatever the case may be. But 36 games is a lot. It's a lot for these kids. And so, there's been some talk about just among the coaches in the state of, is 36 too many? Do we need to go back to 30 games? Do we need to shorten the season? Do we need to extend the season? Whatever the case may be. But and they had a really good thing going. I think Coach Downs and I have really talked about this in the past couple of weeks and months of, I think back when I played, they had a really good setup. Is, of course, you had 36 games, but the state tournament was set up to where, and it was one weekend, and then you came back, had a couple of days off, and then you came back. And so I thought they had the really good setup, but now they've kind of shuffled some things around with the start of the year. They kind of pushed it up this year a little bit, and so I think typically our start of the year is normally not until next Monday.
Yeah.
But I think I'm not sure what the reason was, but they pushed the start of the season up this year. I think they call it week zero. And so, of course, our basketball guys are going to be kind of coming in cold turkey, just straight out of basketball into and kind of throwing them into the fire. But yeah, 36 games is the maximum, not including postseason. And so, you know, there's been some talk, is that too many? Is that just right? So I think personally I may like to see it go back to 30.
Yeah.
Just because it's the season is so short. I mean, you don't get a whole lot of practice time. And so to get those 36 games in, you maybe get one, maybe two practices a week, and the rest of the time you're playing. But so it gets kind of – it is what it is. So we're gonna make the best of it, and we're going to play as many as we can this year.
Feels like we used to start the last week of March, and – of course, then we all complained that baseball and softball were too short, that you come out of the six-month basketball season. Sometimes it seems like it's that long, especially back in the day when they could start earlier. So they've at least opened up a couple more weeks for you guys to get some games in.
Yeah, they have. They have done a really good job, and I think these kids deserve to play as many games as they can. And so I know as you think back to my playing days, it's of course, as a player, I hated practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I just wanted to go play, and I loved to compete, and I wanted to go compete and play somebody else. But now that I'm on the flip side of thing, practice, you see the importance of it and how kind of preparation and fixing some things that may need to be worked on or things that we do really well and kind of evaluate and practice. And so especially baseball, which is a little bit different than softball, you've got pitchers. Of course, softball, you got one good pitcher. You can kind of dominate almost every game.
Yeah.
But baseball, you got to have, man, you can never have too many arms, as they say. But if you've only got a couple arms, you've kind of got to work out your scheduling of, man, I can't play five games a week if I've only got two arms. And so it's tough, but I think our guys do a really, really good job of kind of pressing forward and competing and going out and doing the best they can.
And going back to last season, and you talk about the pitching, we saw that in the All-A Classic, you know, the big comeback against Crittenden County. You know, I couldn't go the whole show without mentioning that at least once.
That's right.
But, I mean, Crittenden had such a great week, and then they just flat ran out of pitching in the championship.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you think back to that week, and, man, All-A is, I think, is a great thing for our sport, but it's such a long week. Mm-hmm. And exactly like you're saying, Crittenden County, they had a great first two rounds, pulled off a big win against UHA in the semifinals, and then fortunately they had their better arms for us. But, man, once he ran out of gas, you kind of saw the table. It dropped off the table really quick. And so, pitching is so important in baseball. And luckily we had enough arms that could get us through that game and eventually come on top of the win. But, yeah, man, baseball, you can never have too many arms.
Well, and when you look at this year's team, you lost some key pieces off of last year. Your best pitcher's gone, and you're looking for a catcher now for the first time in a while.
Yeah, it's, you know – you lose Ben. Anytime you lose a guy like Ben, who's that competitive and that dominant on the mound, is obviously a big loss. But I think we do have several young guys, and I'm not saying that we can replace Ben, but we do have guys that I think potentially in a few years could be a guy like Ben Goodacre, who what he was of coming in and having that type of success on the mound. And you know, we've got, again, a lot of young guys. A lot of those guys are going to have to pitch for us this year. We're going to have to throw them into the fire here early in the season and see what they're made of. But then I think you've got a guy like Ari Wells, who played last year as an eighth grader and had a really successful year, is the guy who's going to have to pitch a lot for us. I think a lot of people, when they think of him, they think of offense and how the type of hitter he is. But, man, he's a pretty darn good pitcher too, especially from the left side. I thought he pitched really, really well the other night, of especially holding runners. Like you said, our catcher, you lose Hunter Newsom, and Hunter was the catcher for the last 3 years. And so you lose a guy like that who was really good at controlling the run game. As soon as he leaves, it's like, man, we got big shoes. That's big shoes to replace. And so we're in the process of finding a catcher. But I think along with that, finding a catcher is on our pitchers of, man, how well can we control the run game? Can we mix up our looks? Can we get our timing with the catcher and timing with the our pickoffs and things like that? And so, but again, I thought Ari and Scott Courtner is another one. I thought Scott pitched really well. Cole Sloan is another one. Channing Puckett is a guy that's going to have to throw. Those four guys and a lot of these freshmen are going to see some innings. Maybe that they didn't see last year. I know we talk a lot about Scott. Last year was the kind of the old reliable guy that we throw in with bases loaded and two outs.
I was going to say, he got some tough situations.
He did. I think he got a bad rap. We kind of just threw him in there. But, man, he goes in and does a great job, throws ground balls and gets us out of innings. And I think he's earned his right or the opportunity to be a guy that we can count on as a starter. And so I think there's some big innings ahead for those guys that they're going to get their shot and prove what they're made of.
We're talking this morning with Tiger baseball head coach Josh Young, and you mentioned Ben Goodacre. He's at Southeastern Illinois right now playing. Tate Van Hoosier is at Kentucky Wesleyan. Is Cody Holub still at Kentucky Christian?
I believe so.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how many guys we've still got playing.
Yep.
At one time we had seven or eight, but we don't have that many right now, but there's still several out there playing.
Yeah, you think in the years past, in the last 5-10 years, we've had a lot of success coming out of the baseball program here at Caldwell. I mean, again, like you talk about Tate at Wesleyan and Cody at Kentucky Christian, and you got, of course, you had Bryce Thomas, who went to Northern Kentucky. Jace Ryan played at Kentucky, had a really good year last year. Shane Burns was an all-OVC guy at Murray. Yeah. Luke Brown was another guy at Murray. So you've had a lot of guys.
Noah
Brown at Asbury. I mean, I think he's still playing. He's in his last year right now. And so
I'm trying to tick through who Davis at Midway.
Yep. Yeah. John Davis. Yeah. And, man, there's been a lot of guys that have gone on to play and had really successful careers, I think, at the collegiate level. And so, really cool to see kind of the progress and the success we've had, and hopefully we can continue to produce that here in the years to come.
Yeah, the tradition there's kind of been set going back a long ways for baseball, but typically we have pretty good baseball teams, even though sometimes, you know, we don't have a whole lot of depth.
Yeah, and I think that goes back again to, I mean, of course, Coach Stallings was the coach for 20 plus years, and Coach Beavers, and on and on back. I think they kind of set the culture of Caldwell County baseball is, and we may not have the most talented team or talented roster, but by golly, we're going to go out and we're going to play the best of our ability, and we're going to get dirty, and we're going to be kind of that blue collar team that is going to outwork you and just kind of prove that, hey, we want to win more than you do, and we're willing to work harder than you are to be able to come out on top. And I think it's just a credit to those coaches and the former players of just the precedent that they have set. And so really trying to get our guys this year to recognize, hey, this is the culture that this tradition of baseball at Caldwell County has set, and now it's in our hands to continue that tradition and that culture and teach these younger guys of, hey, this is how we play the game here at Caldwell County. And so we're not going to be a team that goes out and with a lot of arrogance, but we're going to go out with a lot of confidence and make you prove that you can beat us. And so I think, again, yeah, a lot of coaches and players prior to us have really set the precedent, and so really grateful for those, and hopefully we can continue that culture and tradition as well.
As you look at the 7th district this season, of course, Madisonville got us 1-0 in the championship game last year, and that one kind of stung a little bit, but it really hurt you because then you got the tough draw in the region, too, against Henderson County. But how do you kind of see the district shaping up this year?
Yeah, I mean, again, anytime you're in a district with Madisonville and a competitive team like that, it's always going to be an obstacle and a really challenge to get over them. And like you said, last year was a tough loss for us. I thought, I mean, you look back at that game, and Ben Goodacre pitched a heck of a game and gave us every chance we had to win. And so, but I think that 1-0 loss last year, especially being at our place, I think really stung. I think it still stings with a lot of these returning guys. So I think that's just in the back of their mind of, man, what we're working for is a district championship. And so you kind of look at Madisonville, and that's kind of the team. Obviously, the team to beat right now is they're on top from last year. But I think you got Dawson and Hopkins Central have improved. I think Hopkins Central may have lost a few seniors, but Dawson as well has got, I think, some young guys that are coming up with just a new coach, and Coach Starks over at Central has done a really good job of developing his guys into the team that he wants them to be. And so looking for them to be competitive in the district as well. But I think Madisonville right now is the team that we want to go get. And so obviously a lot of confidence and a lot of practice and a lot of discipline is going into trying to get back there.
As you look at the second region this season, you've got teams like Lyon County and University Heights up there. Of course, the bad thing there is you have to see those guys in the All-A Classic too.
That's right. You know, we drew for the All-A last year and got a tough draw. We got UHA first round, which UHA is going to be really good, really competitive just in the entire region this year. And so, I think you look at the region, and obviously you've got Henderson, who made a Final Four run last year, is kind of the team that everybody is out to get. And so
makes you feel a little better, though, that the team that beat you got to the state semifinals.
A little bit. So you kind of get a little bit of you can relax a little bit on that loss, but always stings when they end your season. But Henderson, I think, is on top. And then you got teams like Lyon is going to be really good this year. I think they've got really deep staff. Christian County is another one that's going to be pretty competitive. Hopkinsville looked really well the other night. UHA
the Thompson
is
kid,
yep.
Over at Hoptown's,
yep.
Legit.
He is. He is a legitimate D1 player. He's a heck of a leadoff hitter. He's got pretty good stuff off the left from the left side off the mound. So I mean, he's an all around. I mean, he's a baseball guy. And unfortunately, at Hoptown, the Moss kid is not going to be able to pitch. I don't think this year. I think he's still returning from Tommy John. So, wish him the best. Obviously, I hope he gets to throw as well as much as he wants. But I think you look at the top five teams in the district or top kind of half. I mean, it's pretty even. I don't think there's really one team that blows anybody else out of the water. But I think it's kind of up for grabs. I think you've got five or six teams that can go get it. And just kind of like Henderson did last year, they got hot at the right time and made a run. And I think anybody in the region this year can do that.
You guys open up out here against Livingston Central on Monday. We'll have the game here on WPKY Radio, so you can listen to it if you can't get out there. But what do you guys do now to get ready for the season opener?
Yeah, we're going to go out and practice today. We're going to kind of give them we've been going at it pretty good this last couple week and a half, and so we'll come out and have a light practice and just get kind of knocked some dust off from Tuesday night and of the scrimmage and kind of tweak some things here and there and hopefully try to get some of our basketball guys just into the swing of baseball and get them back into the groove of things. And of course, we'll open up on Monday night with Livingston at home at 5:30, and we're really looking forward. I think our guys, man, are really excited to play somebody else and have a real game and so really go out and just prove and see what they're made of. So man, we're really excited. We're gonna go out and compete to the best of our abilities, and hopefully we come away with a win on Monday night.
Well, I appreciate you coming in this morning and talking baseball. Best of luck to you guys, and we'll be seeing you all season.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
That's Tiger head coach Josh Young. Again, the Tigers opening up the season Monday at the VFW ballpark against Livingston Central. Stay with us. We'll continue on the Sideline Report right after this here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
The Joshua Tree Boutique, East Court Square in historic downtown Princeton. A boutique filled with ladies' clothing with an emphasis on color and unique style. Beautiful jewelry, too. Follow on Facebook.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast. We've got an overnight low of 50 degrees. By this afternoon, a cloudy sky, high near 64. East-southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then on Thursday night, a 50-50 shot for showers after the midnight hour. Cloudy skies, low of 54. East-southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Friday, an 80% chance of showers throughout the day, high near 68. South winds could be 15 to 20 miles an hour. And then Friday night, a guarantee for showers and possibly a thunderstorm through and after 9 o'clock, low around 49. Southeast winds could be as high as 20 miles an hour. But back to right now, an overnight low of 50. By this afternoon, cloudy and 64 in southwestern Kentucky.
Get a great deal on making the most of every property with Kubota commercial landscape equipment. From mowers to track loaders to utility vehicles, it's a lineup built to uphold your reputation. Right now, bring home the Kubota Z700 mower for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
H&R AgriPower, 4900 Eagle Way, Hopkinsville, is your home for Kubota sales, parts, and service.
Your Planters Bank Total Checking account is now overflowing with benefits from the new Planters Perks Checking. Get new benefits accessible instantly from the exclusive Planters Perks app. New ways to waive your monthly service charge. Valuable savings at area businesses. And you can keep your total current checking access and benefits. Just download the Planters Perks app to get started. Planters Perks. Reason number 53 that Planters is the bank where you can expect great things. Member FDIC.
The winningest college basketball program of all time.
Forever! The greatest tradition in college basketball.
Kentucky basketball.
Pull up three, right time.
Lives here.
The UK Wildcats travel to Tennessee this weekend. Hear all the coverage Saturday at 1:30 on WKDZRadio.com and
on 106.5 WKDZ.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks to Tiger Baseball head coach Josh Young for dropping by the studio this morning. Going to switch gears now, go from baseball to basketball. And the radio voice of the Lyon County Lions joining us now, Aaron Clayton, calls the games on WCCK. Aaron, good morning. Thanks for being on the show this morning.
Thanks for having me, Todd. Greatly appreciate it, as always.
Yeah, glad you could join us. And how crazy is Tiger Gym over in Hopkinsville going to be tonight with the Lyon County Lions playing that late game?
It's going to be nuts. All I can really say is get there as early as you possibly can. You pay the same price for both games, so I would get there if you can and as early as you can. Parking's going to be a madhouse. There's nothing more you can really do about it. Hopkinsville's doing all they can. But between the security checkpoints or the metal detectors and the no bags, and again, this only holds 4,800 people. And between that, the media, the players, the coaches, this is going to be pushing 5,500 to 6,000 people. And I mean this every night. It's been crazy the last couple of games, but it's really going to be nuts these next few nights.
Yeah, I think eventually they'll just have to shut the doors.
Yeah, they will. Just a couple of years ago, before all this hype, even when we did win the region title at Hopkinsville, I mean, again, you had the outside chance of all these Division I coaches coming over the next couple of years, and then eventually Travis signing with Kentucky. We knew that was a possibility. But now that it's happened, now of all the hype of being in the top five in the state all year, knowing this is the last chance that many UK fans will get to see Travis, and for that matter, Jack going out of Florida Gulf Coast and Brady now going to UT Martin, and just the hype of going for three straight region titles and so many other good teams in the region that are good enough to try to knock off Lyon and pull the upset to go to the state tournament themselves.
Yeah, the Lions were drawing pretty big crowds beforehand, but once Travis signed with UK, everybody wanted to come watch.
Yeah, it's really a rock star-like atmosphere. Again, I was just being born when Rex Chapman, you know, came out of Apollo going to UK and the rock star persona that he went through. So I didn't get to really see it as an individual. But seeing this now and just the age of social media, this, I would have to say, is something very similar to that. Everywhere we go, even when it's not in this state, when we were in Florida at the City of the Palms in Fort Myers, people from UK that lived in Florida were there just to see Travis, just to get a picture, just to get an autograph. And, I mean, it's every game, Reed Shepherd, Light Night, UK. He is an absolute rock star. And, again, he treats everybody with respect. It's not just because of how great of a player he is and that he's going to UK. It's how he treats the people. It's also brought in so many people to see him and want to talk to him, get a picture, get an autograph after the game, which makes the lines and the crowds even longer.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Rex Chapman, he's either a year older than me or a year younger than me. I can't remember which. We were a year off in high school somewhere. But so I've got you a little bit on that one. But the Lions played over at Madisonville earlier this season. Close game. The Lions pulled that one out. I was told they actually set up a table outside so that Travis could sign autographs for people after that game in Madisonville.
Yeah, that's been commonplace. We've had a little corner over in our gym at Jason White. Of course, we're nowhere near the capacity of a Hoptown in Madisonville, which can pull in over 4,000, pushing 5,000. We're lucky to be able to hold 1,500 people, but we have hit that capacity every game. Everywhere we've gone, I will give credit to every athletic department, the administration, whether we were at home, whether we were away. And again, we were away more than we were at home this year, playing all these different tournaments we had to go to, but they were always very nice to allow Travis to kind of get an area to talk to individuals after the game, because there has not been one game that has passed, whether it's been in the smallest of gyms in Wayland or the biggest of gyms at Corbin or Florida Gulf Coast Arena, and down in Fort Myers. It doesn't matter. It's been a huge crowd wherever we've gone.
Well, unfortunately, the second region doesn't really have a big arena to hold this in. It's a shame we couldn't go to Murray State or something and play some of these games, because they could probably fit the crowd in. But I think Hoptown's been looking forward to this week for a while, since they're the host. And I think everybody's expecting Lyon County to play three games, you know, this week and next week. And I think everybody's expecting all of those games to be sellouts.
Yeah, they should be. Absolutely. There's no doubt we've sold out these last couple of weeks. It's almost kind of like a professional team or a college team that looks at a record of how many games in a row can you sell out. You know, it's not been that many years ago, Todd, and you've been there through it all just like me. We're a small school, and we've had some very talented teams over the years, and we've had some very good players and played some great opponents. Of course, Caldwell, a big rival. I know some good crowds against Caldwell. But in my wildest dreams, I would have never thought every night at Jason White Gym this year, all 14 games or so, 12 to 14 games, has been a legit sellout. People standing on the stage, people sitting on the stage. We had to add seats there in the end zone. People standing on the baseline, and literally not a seat to be found anywhere we go. And for that matter, at every other gym we go. When we went to Madisonville, it sold out. When we went to Tiger Gym for the Toyota of Hawkinsville Classic, it also sold out when we played Christian County. And then even when we went to these big arenas in Corbin, we brought a huge crowd. In Florida, at Fort Myers, we even brought a lot from Lyon County. People just wanted to see Travis and wanted to see this team. Because, again, we can harp on Travis all we want because he deserves it. He has numbers that will never be touched, in my opinion, in this state's history. But it's a whole team that gets you there. Because, again, a lot of great teams have had a lot of great individuals that didn't go very far because they didn't have that core group around them like Lyon County does, as they dubbed the Three Amigos, with Brady Shoulders and Jack Reddick. It's not a one-trick pony. We are so deep, and that's what made this year so special.
We're talking this morning with Aaron Clayton, the voice of the Lyon County Lions on WCCK Radio. We need to get to a break here on WPKY Radio on the Sideline Report. We'll be back with more right after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Now's the time to plan your future. Contact Woodman Life Craig Smiley, 1009 West Main Street, Princeton, 270-365-6111.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast: an overnight low of 50 degrees by this afternoon. Cloudy skies, high near 64. Thursday night, a 50-50 shot for showers after midnight. Cloudy skies, low around 54. And then on Friday, an 80% chance of showers, high near 68. South winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Friday night, a guarantee for showers and thunderstorms through and after 9 o'clock, low around 49. But back to right now, an overnight low of 50 by this afternoon. Cloudy skies, 64 in southwestern Kentucky.
Financial planning should be specific to you and your life circumstances. That is why we created InvestFB Wealth Management, a division of Farmers Bank. Hi, I'm Jeff McDaniels, InvestFB's lead financial advisor. Whether you're saving for retirement, starting a business, or planning your family's future, our individual and comprehensive approach can help you achieve your financial goals. Visit us today at our Princeton or Eddyville offices to start a conversation about your individual financial needs.
Caldwell Medical Associates Orthopedic Clinic is your one-stop shop for orthopedic care. Our team of medical professionals can diagnose and treat a wide range of orthopedic care and get you back on the path to a happier, healthier you. Whether you need basic fracture care or osteoporosis management, a sports physical, or back pain treatment, we've got you covered. To learn more or to schedule an appointment with an orthopedic provider, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people, and getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning. We've got Aaron Clayton, the radio voice of Lyon County Sports, with us this morning. And we've been talking about the second region tournament. It got underway last night for the boys. Henderson County advanced over Trigg County. University Heights advanced over Caldwell County. So, Aaron, a couple of heavyweights in that first semifinal on Monday. And tonight we've got Madisonville, North Hopkins, and Union County in the open. Then Lyon County and Christian County in the nightcap. So some good matchups in the first round.
Yeah, it really should be, Todd. Going back to the game from last night, for that matter, Henderson County, Trigg County, I know that was a close game all the way till the fourth quarter. Essentially, UHA Caldwell the same. I really believe University Heights, it's amazing what they have done and how well they have played since they lost one of their best players. And after they lost to Lyon County in the All-A tournament, again losing Tylan George into the collarbone. Hope he's doing well now.
Yeah, he actually played last night.
Yes, he did, and that's amazing how he is able to come back from such a severe injury. Is unreal. But what they did even without him up until last night, which is really commendable. Hardly lost a game without him since that All-A championship loss. They again won their district against a very good Christian County team in triple overtime. They're so well coached with Terry Hayes coming back and a veteran coach that's been all around the state. Henderson County, we know how deep they are with Davenport. Again, in my opinion, that's a semifinal to watch. I know a lot of people are looking ahead, thinking Henderson County because they haven't lost a game in the region yet. But I will never say count out UHA. They're always there. They're always tough, especially tough to guard. They're so quick. They're so balanced. They can shoot the ball, and they're so long. They got every attribute that it takes to win a region championship, and I think they'll be there at the very end.
Yeah, you look at the Lyon County draw, and Lyon County the clear favorite at this point, but the first game is against Christian County. That's an athletic team that can match up physically. Perhaps a matchup with Madisonville in the semifinals. Again, that's a team that pushed Lyon County all season. And if you get to the finals, you've got UHA or Henderson, so it's not really an easy path to the championship.
No, it's not. Again, if you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. We love wrestling, Todd, and that's a good coin from Ric Flair, because that's what we had to do all year. We've had to go to Fort Myers. We had to beat two defending state champions here from Alabama and Florida. We've had to play teams in the Lexington Catholic Holiday Tournament, had to beat Lexington Catholic on their home floor by 20. They've still been ranked in the top three all year. Again, play Great Crossing in the preseason. I know it's preseason, but still you're playing a team that many people believe is a top 30 team in the nation. But as for tonight, the first game, Madisonville Union. Union played Madisonville close. I expect that to be close again. But our game at Christian County, in my opinion, that's one of the toughest games we could have drawn, because we've already played them once. And in my opinion, with all the teams we played this year, that was still the most physical game of any game we played, when we played them at Tiger Gym in the Toyota Classic. Again, we did win by 16-17 down the stretch, but that was close to the first three quarters. Bateman is so much of a handful, and then you got the great guard play from, of course, Miles and Northington Riley. That's a very well-balanced team. Coach Miles will have them ready, and that's a very, very tough matchup to get through. I know Lyon County, it's cliche to say, we got the toughest draw again when you're still been ranked in the top five all year in the state. But I do believe that, having to go through Christian tonight, Madisonville probably most likely the semis, and then either UHA or Henderson. Henderson, who beat you, even though we did not have Jack Reddick, I don't think you could have asked for a tougher draw.
Well, you mentioned professional wrestling there for a minute, and Ric Flair. I know Caldwell coach Chuck Mitchell likes to do the woo all the time when he comes in, but I guess you saw Sting wrestled his final match over the weekend.
I did, and it was neat to see that back in Greensboro at the Greensboro Coliseum, where he really got his start nearly 40 years ago fighting Ric Flair, and for Flair to be in his corner. And that's just amazing to me. Again, whether you love wrestling or not, that's neither here nor there. But to see a guy that's 62 years old out there still looking that good, that athletic, to be able to compete for 20 to 30 minutes against guys that are nearly half his age or over half his age younger, it's unreal. He's been a class act for all these years. He's a good man to follow, not just in the ring, but outside of the ring. And wish Steve Borden nothing but the best in his retirement. He really deserves it.
Well, and people may not realize this, but he actually had a son that played football at the University of Kentucky. And every now and then you would catch a glimpse of Steve Borden at UK football games.
Yeah, I would love to have finally actually seen him in person. You know, I didn't get to go to many games in that time period. But, yeah, I did know that, and he was a part of that match. He came out and helped in the match, and so that was neat to see. And, yes, I did know that he did play for Kentucky football for a short time with Coach Stoops. So.
Aaron, how long have you been calling the Lyon County games now?
This is my 13th season. I started in 2011-12. I've been very fortunate to be doing this for this long. I started in radio in 2007 when I was 17. It's now 2024, so literally half my life. I am now 34, pushing 35, so over half my life now, essentially, coming this next month. It's been a pleasure. I started, of course, and still with the Freeland Broadcasting Company over in Marshall. So I started calling Marshall County games, Marshall County soccer, about a year or so into my radio career, helped with football. But always my whole goal was to call for basketball. And I can thank Cindy Riley for getting the sponsorship lined up. Ron Claxton at that time was the Bat Board Club president. And they wanted to have basketball on the air again. And they came to me and said, "We want you to call Lyon County basketball." And I said, "Lyon County?" I said, "Well, what's over there?" At that time, you know, I said, "I know they have a water park and it's part of LBL, but that's about it. And I knew Ty Rogers played there." But needless to say, it's become home. I know a lot more about Lyon County than I did in September of 2011 when I found out I was calling these games. And one person in particular that's kept me over there in the early going when I didn't have a lot of family or friends there was Jeff Doom. He's become one of the most important guys in my life. I couldn't do life without him. He's really means so much to me. And now the entire community is family. That's why I've stayed. Even through the years when we not necessarily had the greatest record, maybe the most talent, it didn't matter because every night it was just fun to be around those individuals, those players, those coaches, and those fans. And they're now getting richly rewarded over these last 6 years of this amazing team. And credit as well to the girls. They got nothing but a bright future ahead of them. 21 wins this year, a near loss win effort in the game against Hopkins Central, losing by 2 near the buzzer. Again, nothing but a bunch of freshmen hardly leading that team with underclassmen around them. So they got a great, great squad for years to come with Coach Cotto.
Will there be anybody left in Lyon County tonight?
It'll be tough to say. I think unless you're working or you physically can't be there, I think everybody will be there. That's why I'm saying I can't stress enough to individuals. I've already seen it all year long for regular season games, and I know Tiger Gym is a big gym, but it's going to be over capacity. If you try to walk in there even at 7 o'clock, 30 minutes before prior to tip-off, unless you already have a pre-sale ticket, which they're done selling, you're not going to get in my opinion. It's going to be closed off because you have a huge crowd from Madisonville, probably a good crowd from Union, and a lot of them are going to stay, whether they win or lose, just to see the ball game after that between Lyon County and Christian County. So I can't emphasize enough that you will not find a place to sit, and probably you won't find a place to park. Tonight might be a good night to find an Uber or Lyft in Hopkinsville somewhere. So,
yeah, it's going to be a fun night, going to be crowded, going to be a lot of people in the gym, and I expect two good basketball games. Of course, Aaron, I know there's something else, big sporting event coming up that you're looking forward to, and that's the St. Louis Battlehawks back on the field.
Absolutely. I'm proud of my man, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, getting the USFL and the XFL to merge, and now the UFL. And I love that St. Louis has a football team. That's really all it comes down to, a professional football team. I believe they have the fans to support it. They've showed that, even with the struggles that the XFL has had through COVID and trying to bounce back last year, they still bring good crowds out to look at a good team. Spring football is fun. Again, you're in a dome anyway, so St. Louis, this is a time to, again, really enjoy the sports scene there with the soccer team getting going. Of course, you always had Cardinals baseball and Blues hockey, even through the struggles the last year or so. But, again, it's always fun to go to a professional sporting event in downtown St. Louis.
Hey, Aaron, I appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. Good luck on the broadcast tonight, and we'll see you over in Hoptown.
Sounds good, Todd. As always, thanks for the time.
That's Aaron Clayton, the radio voice of Lyon County Sports on WCCK Radio. Again, Lyon County has the late game tonight against Christian County. The opener is Madisonville, North Hopkins, and Union County. All that going on over in Tiger Gym at Hoptown High School. Need to get to another break on the show. Come back with more on the Sideline Report right after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
As a bank that's been part of the Caldwell County communities for almost 140 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we worked alongside. We affirm our commitment to the shared values that brought us here. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Pennyryle Electric, we're helping to build the leaders of tomorrow today. This year, Pennyryle Electric will present 12 $1,000 scholarships to let students in our service area shine to their fullest potential and become guiding lights for future generations. Scholarships will be awarded to students enrolling in 2 or 4 year college programs and vocational and technical training. Scholarship applications are available at each of our locations, or you can download the app at PRECC.com. That's PRECC.com.
Chick-fil-A of Hopkinsville wants to salute the outstanding achievements of our area student-athletes. Each week, a student-athlete will be chosen based on academics, athletics, and achievements. Watch for the Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at YourSportsEdge.com. Academics, athletics, and achievements at Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at YourSportsEdge.com.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool too.
That's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner.
Ball game over.
YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. We appreciate Caldwell County High School Baseball Head Coach Josh Young for dropping by the studio this morning. Also appreciate Aaron Clayton, the radio voice of Lyon County Lyon and Lady Lyon Sports, joining us here on the Sideline Report. In case you missed it, the second region tournament basketball tournament is going on this week at Hopkinsville. Had first round action last night with Henderson County and University Heights Academy picking up wins. Tonight it's Madisonville North Hopkins and Union County in the opener at 6. Lyon County and Christian County in the nightcap tonight around 7:30. And it does promise to be a big night of basketball, and a lot of people probably headed toward Hoptown tonight, so should be some good games. Congratulations, though, to the Caldwell County Tiger basketball team on a great season, finishing up 19-14 against a second region field that was pretty strong this season, falling in the 7th district tournament, though, in a good game against Madisonville North Hopkins, and pushing University Heights for over a half last night before falling 81-60 in opening round action. Looking ahead, we've got baseball and softball planned for you next week here on WPKY. The Tiger baseball team, as we talked about earlier, will open the season at home on Monday, 5:30 at the VFW ballpark. We'll have the broadcast for you right here on WPKY. The Lady Tiger softball team is scheduled to play its first game of the season next Saturday, the 16th. That's a 2 o'clock game against defending second region champion Henderson County. 2 o'clock game at the Lady Tiger field at the Ratliff Park Complex. We'll have that game as well. The Lady Tigers were the region runners-up to Henderson County a year ago, so that's a rematch of last year's regional championship game at Lady Tiger Field. And again, we'll have Lady Tiger softball, Tiger baseball for you all season here on WPKY. We will have a game of the week for each team all through the season right here on WPKY. That's going to wrap us up for this edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Again, thanks a lot for joining us this morning here on 1580-103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.